What's up, cats?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some motherfucking doghouse battle cat collaboration right here. You know this motherfucker bang. Straight West Coast thing. Peep the script. I bang with the gang that don't need no intro. We run from East Long Beach to West South Central. Credentials to kick flows and rip shows. Dip foes and pimp hoes while the end don't blow. You know that West Coast low mentality. Focused on reality but living in a whole nother galaxy. We keep it straight, horrible, board the spot. Bang and snatch chains in the parking lot. Don't matter, it still be fine hoes together. Pick about the thickest bitch and I got to have her. It's routine to poop clean, let's hit the show. You know we all fucking once they glitch the park. With the satin in my hand, pack the gat on my lap. Cause it's hating when you're skating and your pockets is fat. Don't act for a minute like your ass surprised. Just recognize the real way the gangsters ride.
If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. So all the real niggas stay gangstered up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. Keep it real, motherfuckers, stay gangstered up.
It's going down, motherfuckers. Like that, sound like Battle Cat. Been upstairs with that. And the knocking don't stop. I hope nobody don't call the cops. It don't stop. The beat to make it pop lock. Not better yet, cause the shit to keep your Glock cop. You think I'm tripping? Fool, I ain't bullshit. You better read up on the shit to keep the ladies non-fiction. Watch out for the friction. This West Coast on mine and fuck anybody. This nigga, listen. Doghouse style, cause I'm a gangster crib. See, walking, holding on the extra clip. Now you wanna be a friend, but you gon' make me unload and slap the other clip in below. You wanna go toe to toe, sit my pistol down on the ground, on the pound, nigga, hell no.
I'm not saying gangster up, cause it just lives in me. And when I've seen enough, I guess that's when I flee somebody. Once they ever really see, nigga, don't speak on me. I won't stop, so let me be. We all from the street, somebody.
I'm a Long Beach east side, mad ass lunatic, gang bang, slap a bitch nigga out to get a grip. On the grind, getting mine, ask the homies on the 920, you know. We still own niggas who talk bitch shit. Real niggas feel this, let's get rich. Under the sun, with the young 2-1s, TLC, and all the DPGs. Down for whatever, whoever wanna see me now. You looking like me, I guess you wanna be me now. It take a whole lot to be Snoop Deep or Dub. You gotta put it down and always stay G'd up. All star shoes with the G apparel. If I fall in the club, I might bust a pair of Stacey Abs. You never catch me looking R&B. I might be in a three-piece suit looking way OG. Blazing the apps with the homie Cat, a rough dog. Cause I love putting hustlers on the map. I keep it gangster for show though, low. And always got the motherfucking dodo smoke. For all my lokes and kin folks, this is for y'all. Let me hit something, dog. Beware of my click. We hopping and dropping. Nothing but the gangster shit. If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up. And if it ain't a Chevy, don't raise it up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. But all my real niggas stay gangsted up. We making paper suckers only claim to touch. By sticking to the script and never changing up. You know we keep it banging, don't fake the funk. Keep it real, motherfuckers stay gangsted up. Gangsta, doghouse. Something for the 9-5 plus 4 pennies. Trade E, go low. Yeah, my nigga Battle Cat on the beat.
For sure.
Busters for life.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
West side.
West side. West side.
Yeah. You can't spell the West without the ES.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. It's your boy Reckless in the building. How y'all feeling out there? I just want to say thanks again for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. Shout out to everybody in the Philippines and into Australia. Just saw that little tidbit, so I thought that was kind of cool that I'm getting some people out overseas. So thanks again for listening, you guys. So I don't know how y'all feeling out there, but I'm feeling great. It's just been like a good week. Although last night, like, it was kind of hard to sleep, like, for some reason. My back was just all tight and shit, but it's cool, doesn't matter, I'm alive, so it's good. But yeah, I haven't really gotten into much up to this point, except working on something, like, pretty wild and pretty aggressive. Like, it's kind of weird, because whenever I get into, like, my bag of, like, when I think of something, then I really have to like finish the thought out and try to figure out like the answer. So it started with a question that I got from a friend, like, what's my favorite hip-hop album? And it started actually, like, I'd say over a month ago. It was like, what's your favorite hip-hop album? And I was like, right now or, like, of all time? And then it was just like, damn, I wonder what people think is the greatest album of all time in hip-hop. So when I found the answer, I was like, okay, that's okay. But then I looked at other like other people who did their lists and stuff, and I kind of was just like, I don't think this list really is complete. Like, I don't know. I just felt like maybe I should do my list. And it started off with like, well, let me just do my top 20. And then it went into me listening to all this work, and then I realized that I wrote down about like 120 or something like that. And then I was like, well, fuck, maybe I should condense this. And then I really was like, okay, let me look at these other lists again. And I went into looking at all these lists and looking at albums that I didn't have on there. And then I started listening to those that I wasn't listening to try to refamiliarize myself with it. And I was like, fuck, here I am writing down 200 albums, and I've just been listening to them and over and over, and then making my list. And then it went from, well, fuck it, I'm gonna do a 20 album. I was like, fuck it, I'll just do 100. And like taking off things and rearranging the list and trying to make sure that my list feels like a good representation of like hip hop. And the things that I looked for was how well it flowed, like replay value, influence, things like that, to try to see what the best albums are. And if I was to give my list to somebody, would they be able to like listen, and how many albums in would they be like, yeah, hip hop's the shit, you know what I mean? So I wanted to like really do some research on it, and it's been fucking killing me. And I finally finished my list, which I'm gonna put out there and talk about it in my next podcast. I just wanted to make sure that I get as much as I can in there, so then people can like, we can chat about it. You can disagree. You can, you know, say what about this? What about that? But I feel like I did a really good job of creating the best list and finding the best albums. Like, I really went into like depths of like shit. Like, I'm listening to albums that I've never even like heard of. I'm listening to like mainstream artists. I'm listening to Backpackers. I'm listening to the indie. I'm listening to underground. Like, I'm listening to a whole bunch of shit to make this list and like try to make a case for why this should be on there. And some of them, I will admit, you're probably not gonna know like who it is or what the album is, but I promise, like, when you do listen to it, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, I get why it's on the list. And then maybe you can make your own list or say, yo, you should move this up, or you should take that off, or this list is trash. But I highly doubt that it's going to be. I put in a lot of work on this. I really was not trying to like fuck around and just spit some bullshit. Like, I really wanted to make sure that this was great. Being perfectly honest, I felt like this is the best shit. And it got me excited to share it with you. And instead of doing it in like increments of like 10, just giving you that, felt like maybe I'll just go through each one. Like, I mean, in episodes, like this week I'll do 10, and then the next week I'll do another 10. I felt like it'd be better to just do the whole thing, but I don't know. Now I'm kind of like rethinking that and just doing 10 an episode. Actually, I think that might work better, for time and everything, instead of just going through 100 and explaining, like, why, I'll just do that, well, I don't know, we'll see. I change my mind fucking frequently, but, we'll see. This is, this is, like, this is rough. Like, it got me like nervous and not wanting to do a top 100 hip hop artist of all time. Like, it really didn't want me, like, I didn't really want to do it. But now I want to, but I'm going to issue the challenge to anyone else. Like, if you want to put out your list of top 100 hip hop artists of all time, drop them in my email, therecklesseffect@gmail.com, or hit me on Twitter, Rex and Rex Effect. Hit me on Instagram, Reckless Effect. Like, hit me, tag me. Tell me why they are a great artist. But the challenge is to not put Pac, Big, Eminem, Nas, or Jay-Z in that list. That's the challenge. And I feel like that's a fair one, because those five individuals we all know are the GOATs, but people have them up in the top tier of their list all the time. So what would the landscape look like without those five individuals who are heavily influencing the entire culture? What if you took those guys off that list and created the list? Like, I feel like it would be a great, I think it would be a great list for people. I feel like you would have to dig deep into your bag and find artists that are exceptional at their skill, you know? First thing that they would have to be able to do is rap. And I mean, really rap. Can they rap, freestyle, wordplay, influence, longevity? Like, I really want to know who people feel is the best MC. So that's going to be a great and interesting list to go through. And I haven't even started on it, but I'm excited to start on it. So that might be coming in like a month or so. We'll see. We'll see. Also, I'm going to have a guest on in the next like couple of weeks, or I think probably next week. I know I said before that I was going to have boy Isaac from a Three Count Podcast, but it's been like really like weird over here lately, and I haven't been able to like really sit down with him and figure out what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, all that stuff. So we're gonna work that out so we can get that going, because he's actually like he put me on to something that I really didn't even think about. We're talking about albums and their like the replay value and longevity, and he made a strong case for Too Short. So yeah, like, it'll be interesting. So you guys should be able to hear that soon. And then also I have a couple of other people that I'm gonna put on the podcast so we can talk about shit. And I might be a guest on someone else's podcast. Just going to be working that out and see when's a good time and what it is. So more details to come on that. That's going to be interesting and fun if everything goes to plan. And I'm going to try to reach out to other people too and get on their podcast, because I feel like in this community, we should be like having each other's backs and trying to like build and grow and all that good stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I feel like this is like the best time to do it. Like, start early and just have a lot of fun with it. Yeah. And, this is going to be good going forward. Like, I'm excited for everything that's going to happen, everything that's about to come. So yeah. So I want to pose a question, for something that I was thinking about. It's not hip hop related, but it's been something that I was thinking about. So if you're dating somebody, right, and you meet their friends, but you feel like, so this is more for like, I don't know, but I'll just say it. So if you're dating a girl or a guy, and you meet their friends, and then you meet this one friend, like their best friend, and they have in like a significant other, and you have a feeling about this person, like something's not right, like they're holding something back, like they're hiding something back. And then you find out, like, on your own, do you tell your significant other? Like, I know that goes with, like, people, like, thinking, like, yeah, you should tell them because that's your significant other's friend and blah, blah, blah. But really, if you find that stuff out, is it really any of your business to share it? Like, I've been, like, thinking about that lately. A friend of mine actually posed the question because he found out some stuff about... This really doesn't have to do with me, like, although I kind of was in that situation, but not really. But my friend posed a question, and I was just like, yo, I honestly no, my personal opinion, don't say anything, because if it turns out to be damaging to their relationship and it ends, do you really want that on your shoulders? Because now your significant other is upset with you because of the friction that it caused that person's friendship and relationship. Like, you know, so I feel like we shouldn't say anything, but at the same time, like, if you really care, then say something. But me personally, I don't have like a filter. I kind of just blurt shit out when I find out or when I know stuff. Like, I can keep a secret, but if it's something like big and I know I should say something because of the severity of it, then I'll say something. But most of the time I won't say shit because really it's none of my business. I don't know. It was just something that I was thinking about and wanted to put out there. So this week has been like kind of light, but it's also been kind of like weird at the same time. So I'm going to try to get into some stuff. Like, the first thing, of course, would be the Notre Dame Cathedral, in flames. That is insane. I still don't know even how the fire started. Like, I just picked up my phone and said, oh, Paris is burning. I'm like, what the fuck you mean Paris is burning? Like, that place is, what? And then I found out that it was the Notre Dame Cathedral, and it was like, okay, well, how did that happen? And not a lot of information from what I've been looking for it, and I have nothing. And if anybody knows, please reach out and let me know. But apparently it was burning for a few hours. Like, the spiral at the top fell. It burned for hours. Like, it was insane. And the damage is, like, pretty significant. Except it's more on the top end, but it really didn't get down into the inside of it. So I'm glad that the inside is still intact. I'm glad that it didn't, like, fall, because it is, like, a major historical landmark. People all over the world go check it out. And a spokesperson for the cathedral is saying that it's going to be about 3 years. It's going to be closed for about 3 years to the public, because the entire roof has disappeared and it needs to be rebuilt entirely. That's just crazy. But 80% of the artifacts inside were saved. So that's like, that's a good thing. It's always sad to see historical things like disappear, especially one that's been around since the 1800s. So prayers up, and I hope it wasn't like anything insane over there, like somebody was smoking a cigarette inside or some shit. I don't know. But that's just insane. That's really sad. But moving on to some other sad shit, I guess. Get this out the way. But it's not really sad. It's just more like, R. Kelly might be going to jail again. And that's for missing child support payments that already landed him in jail in the first place. So that's pretty wild. He missed the last 2 months of his child support payments to his ex, Drea. He's required to pay $20,833 a month to his ex. And as you guys know, he was already in jail in March for missing $161,000. That's insane to me. But if he has to pay like $20,000 a month, you should know, like, at this point, like, you're probably not gonna get that money. But at the same time, the man's broke. I mean, he already asked if a judge if he can get it lowered, claiming that he can't afford it. The judge said he'd hear arguments, but that won't happen until May. In the meantime, he owes that $20,000 a month, and the judge is dead serious about it. He got paid $22,000, I want to say, at a nightclub for an hour-long performance, but he was only up there for like a few seconds and played like Fiesta or something. I don't know. And then just bounced, or Ignition. And then that was it. Like, I feel bad, but then I don't feel bad. With all of his misdeeds and everything, it's kind of like the energy that you put out is what you receive. And he's been doing some malicious shit and he's been spending all this money trying to keep it all under locks, lock and key. And if there was like an actual incident to where, like, this man wrote I Believe I Can Fly, and he has all of this all of that money should be going to him, but he doesn't even own the rights to it. All the music that he's been working on, publishing and all that, he doesn't own any of it, none of his masters. Like, is it his fault at this point, or is it like mismanagement? Someone is mismanaging his money. But I feel like after like almost three decades in the game, he should probably have like a better handle on that shit. Like, he should probably already know. He said that he went to the bank and he found out that he only had like $100,000 or $400,000 in his account or some shit like that. Like, I'm just like, yo, that's insane. You should have millions. You should own your masters. But apparently he's been selling them and trying to keep afloat. Like, that's what you get when you're trying to like keep a cult together. that is wild. Fucking wild, yo. And congratulations though. Moving on, because fuck it. Actually, I'll go into one more like bit of sad, but it's gonna transition, I guess. Wendy Williams' estranged husband will not be an executive producer on her show for long. That's dope. Get him the fuck out of there. Get him the fuck out of there. There's no reason why this man should be in there any longer. I'm glad that the situation is happening expeditiously. Like, it's happening quickly. I'm so glad. She really doesn't deserve any of that shit that she's been getting. And apparently, like, he's still holding firm. Like, neither one of them are talking about the alleged, like, misdeeds or his mistress or anything like that. His statement that he put out on Tuesday was saying, I'm not proud of my recent actions and take full accountability and apologize to my wife, my family, and her fans. And then he goes on to say, I'm going through a tough time of self-reflection and trying to right some wrongs. If those wrongs are not admitting to your bullshit and owning it, then I don't really want to fucking hear it. Like, if he comes out and he says, yes, I've been cheating on her for 9 years and we have a kid together. Yes, I moved her down the street from the house because I wanted to keep her close. Yes, I didn't leave this woman even though she's like, my wife knows. I didn't do any of that because I'm a piece of shit. He's not going to say anything like that. But he should come out and own the shit. Or at least Wendy get out in front of it and or get in there and just say something. And her on her show saying, like, she said something like, I'm starting my new life. I have a whole new life that I planned for myself and my son. That's great. But let's spill tea. You have this big ass like story about you that's going on. Everyone else is talking about it. Talk about it. Own it. I feel like it's more powerful for you to own your bullshit and own your truth than have somebody else tell it for you. It's a lot more powerful for you to get out in front and speak it, because other people will. And there might not be as nice as they are. Page Six was going fucking insane. The Daily Mail was going insane. Like, digging up all this shit and putting it out there. Now you should be batting cleanup. You should be like, yo, this is the situation. This is what's going on with me. And blah, 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 blah. And then really spin that. She'll do fine. But I'm really happy for her. She's actually moving forward. Now, let's get into some other happy shit. Russell Wilson signed a $140 million contract extension on Monday night with $65 million guaranteed. The deal makes Russell Wilson, who's 30, the highest paid player in the league. He's beating out Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, and even Tom Brady. But, you know, wow. Insane. And in the video that he dropped, he said, hey, Seattle, we got a deal. Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning. And Sierra was up there cuddling next to her. So, I don't know. They're just a fucking amazing couple. They're dope. They're hella good together. I can't stand that. Here's my beef, though, with Future. I think Future is a good artist. Not great. Not, like, mind-blowing. Like, doesn't speak to me, but He's a good artist, and he has some good hits, great features. But he acts like a child. He acts like a big fucking child. Future went into his bag and was talking about Russell Wilson and saying that Ciara should keep her ex's name out of her mouth, and if he was with her, she would already know. Like, Russell Wilson isn't a man. Get the fuck out of here. That shit bothered the fuck out of me. It just bothers me because who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Like, every time I see something that's posted from Future, it's not about his family. It's usually about clubs, music, bitches. Like, that's it. Like, I don't ever see him really get into, like, his father bag. And if he does and I'm missing it, show me, tag me. But I mostly see him, like, partying and bullshitting, which is fine. You're an artist, and you need to sell your shit, and you need to be out there amongst the people. I get it. But don't badmouth a man who's stepping up and doing the best that he can, being a stepfather, being a father. He's being loving. He's being caring. He's teaching them good values. He's keeping them out of trouble. He's being honest. He's being loving. He's being a real man, and that's fucking admirable. It really fucking is. And I'm tired of, like, seeing, like, men who are not stepping up and doing what they're supposed to be doing. One thing about me, I hate when people, like, see me with my daughter and they're like, oh, you're such a good dad, congratulations, or all the, like, trying to give me praise and shit. And I'm like, yo, kill that. Don't give me praise for something that I should be doing. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is my job. I just don't understand why that's such a... I mean, I understand why. Don't get me wrong. I understand that there are a lot of fathers who are not being the men that they're supposed to be for their kids, or they're leaving, or just this, that, and the third. But don't praise me for something that I should be doing, that I'm supposed to do. That's my job. You know, it's silly to me. And when I see someone doing a great job and I see somebody shitting on them, I look at them like, well... Who are you? What are you doing? Oh, it's my neighbors. Oh, that's Zach. He's hella cool, though. And his daughter. His daughter's super cute. Yeah, she's a cute little girl. She calls me uncle. I don't get it, but they're from Hawaii. Whatever. But anyway, like, I just don't... I look at you, and I see what you're doing. I see how you are. I see, like, the complaining, the bitchy comments, the mistreatment of women in and out, who you are as a man and as this individual who's coming at this person who is doing well for themselves, who's doing great by their family. I just don't fucking get it. I don't get it. And shout out to Ciara for just being super classy. Like, and Russell Wilson for not taking that shit and just like, he just kind of moves on and just continues to do all these things. And it's amazing. I know I talked about this before, another podcast, but it should be repeated. Like, applaud that man for doing everything that he's supposed to do. Applaud that man for being a father and being a great husband and a great individual. Shout out to him. Russell Wilson is, why keep saying Williams? Russell Wilson is like the is the example of what all men should be: loving, caring, honest. He provides. He's fair. He seems like just like an amazing dude. So I don't, yeah, Future's just a child and he needs to get over that shit. But again, shout out to him. 140 million, 65 guaranteed. Fuck. They probably like fucked like bunny rabbits. That's why she was smiling so big in that fucking video. I have a weird question though. So is it lame to throw yourself a birthday party? Like, is that lame, or is it just like that's a broke person's problem? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because Jacquees, he dropped $40,000 on a birthday party for himself. $40,000 to celebrate his 25th birthday. At a high-end steakhouse, he dropped $40,000. He rented out a private room on the first floor. He hosted a dozen of his closest friends, a huge banquet, chow down on like oysters, king crab legs, steaks, wash it down with Ace of Spades and Hennessy. And his friends sampled every appetizer on the menu. It was like fit for a king, the quote unquote king of R&B. But I've never heard of a Jacquees song ever. Like, I have no idea what this man sings. Not a one. I'm gonna look that up right now because I have no idea what this man sings. I know that he gets into like his bag of like covers and shit. Like, I know he does a lot of covers, but I have no idea what he sings. All right, apparently this song's been played a lot. Let me see if I even know it. Let's see. Cause I have no idea what the fuck this man sings. Music.
It's time, you know we going in. Yeah. I have to kiss so you don't throw it in. No, but you get crazy when you're horny. I feel like I should be your lover. I should be your friend. All those silly issues made up in your head. Money can pay for your time.
Yeah, I have no idea. Nope, I've never heard that. Let's try this one. This is bed or BED. Maybe I'm tripping, I don't know.
I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck. Hey girl, you know the deal, I gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see, I know you wanna be in my BED, kinda slowly. I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck.
Yeah, I have no idea who he is. I've only heard his covers, and when he did the Soul For Real, Candy Rain, I was like, get the fuck out of here, yo. That was wild. That was fucking wild. Yeah, I have no idea who he is. Not at all. So, whatever. But anyway, I feel like it's weird, just to me, to throw your own birthday party and pay for everything. Like, I get it, because, like, you want to make sure people come, but like, what if you have this party and like six people show up? I don't know. I just don't feel like I should. Yeah, I don't know. If I'm having a birthday party, someone else planned that shit. One, because I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't. Another weird thing about me, I don't celebrate my birthday. But to be honest, I don't care. I really don't care about my birthday that much. I understand that it's a year older. Like, I cared when I turned 18, because I got to have dinner with some of my best friends. So that was great. Turned 21, my best friend died a couple weeks earlier, so I kind of didn't care. I don't know. I just don't care about my birthday. But maybe I'm just tripping. Maybe it's just me. But I'm not throwing myself a birthday party. Nah. If somebody's going to throw me a birthday party, like, I feel like, I don't know, you shouldn't pay for your own shit at your own birthday party. That's how I feel. If I'm invited to somebody's birthday party or birthday dinner, then I'm like, yo, yeah, I'm going to make sure I have extra money to cover that person's tab. Like, whatever they want to get, I don't care, because that's how it should be, in my opinion. But maybe that's just a broke person's problem, and he got money so he can spend it any way he want. What the fuck ever, I don't care. I just thought that was fucking interesting. It's just to talk about. That's just fucking weird to me. And again, this is my opinion. Like, fuck you if you think anything different. Like, I just feel like I'm not gonna go that far just to, I don't know, but whatever. I feel like he's just done for like everyone else rather than like really giving a fuck. But $40,000? $40,000? Nigga, you better take your ass to Chuck E. Cheese. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna spend that much money. Besides, I only eat like everybody else. Like, I'm a different type of human. I'm not going to spend that much money. Fuck it. Even if I'm making millions of dollars, I'm still shopping at, you know, Target, Walmart, you know, Zumiez, Tilly's. Like, I'm still in my basic tees and sweaters that I probably designed myself and just rock those. Like, I really don't care as much. I'm just a simple-ass dude. Like, give me some Reebok Classics, all black suede. Like, I love my shit. Like, I don't care. Anyway, that's just me. So, a weird thing that I saw. Oh, yeah, going back, because I have to mention this dumb shit. So, back to the cathedral, though. I found it fucking hilarious that Donald Trump tweeted out some shit. And what I found also, like, kind of crazy. You know, that man just says some dumb shit. Just some dumb shit. And what blows my mind, because I gotta find that shit, because this was just wild. I don't know why I find that shit. Twitter. Fucking Twitter is the shit. So, the cathedral, the fire happened. Barack Obama posted a tweet and he said, "Notre Dame is one of the world's greatest treasures, and we're thinking of the people of France in your time of grief. It's in our nature to mourn when we see history lost, but it's also in our nature to rebuild for tomorrow as strong as we can." That man is still the fucking president. That man is the president of these United States. I don't give a fuck. But this nigga, Donald Trump, he says, "So horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly." Huh? What? This man is crazy. And what's funny is that this guy, I just saw this, Ryan Hill, he tweeted back to him and said, "I'm sure the first thing they did was stop and think to themselves, WWDD, what will Donald do? Earlier today, he was an expert in airline branding. Now, he's giving lessons on firefighting." You're kidding, right? That's insane. Like, and then he posted another thing that said, "This is what you should have said. I fixed it for you. So horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Paris, you're in our thoughts. The United States stands with you 100%. Yeah, pretty much. That man is insane. Just Donald Trump, you're just insane. Like, some of the shit that he does just blows me the fuck away. And I just, like, and it's weird because I shouldn't be surprised anymore at some of the shit that he says out of his mouth. But still, he blows me away again. Just that moment when you're like, he can't do anything weirder. He can't do anything just dumber. He can't say anything that'll make you like, you're an idiot. And here he is. Donald Trump is going to award Tiger Woods with the Presidential Medal of Freedom after winning the Masters yesterday. First off, congratulations to Tiger fucking Woods, all right? I really need, like, applause and shit. But congratulations to him, because that shit is, that's dope. His first one in, like, 15 years, like, or not 15 years, what, like, 13? He didn't win one since 2008, maybe? I think that's right. That's incredible. So I'm really happy for him because he was at a point where it looked like his career is definitely over. He was getting old. He had like two back surgeries. Like shit just was not working out for that man. So for him to come back and win in one of the greatest like comebacks in sports history, like, I'm hyped for him, and congratulations to that man, because that was a big fucking deal, big deal, and I'm really happy for the man. The purse was $11.5 million, damn! So again, shout out to him. Oh yeah, he hasn't won one since a Masters since 2005, PGA Championship in 2007, and the Open Championship was 2006. So, yeah. That's dope, and I'm really happy for that man. But now, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, I support Tiger Woods getting it for all of his philanthropy, all of his work with inner city youth, him giving back to his community. Like, I'm with that 100%. But it's just kind of funny. I found it funny that one adulterer is going to give an award and a medal to another one. Please tell me somebody else thought of that. Please, because that is hilarious to me. That is just hilarious. And I personally, am going to watch this comedy show if it happens live. Because that is so damn funny. But he does deserve it. Shout out to him. It's just funny. Donald Trump, you just blow me away again. It's just funny to me because I'm looking at Donald Trump and all the people that he like takes it with, that he's cool with, that he shouts out and or that he shouted out for a long time or been friends with. All of them are creepy, disgusting, fucking ingrates. Like, it's insane. Not saying that my man over here is one, but what I am saying is that shit's kind of weird. That he hangs out with people that are just fucking weird. But just like nasty people, and we know this, but he still is the president of the United States. That's fucking mind-boggling. And people, stop asking for him to be impeached. One, it's 2019, his term is almost up. Just pay attention to who's actually running. Like, there's a lot of people throwing their hat in the ring. Mayor Pete's cool. Pay attention to him. First openly gay mayor. And he's running for president, so that's great. But pay attention and really look into people's like who they are, their values. People that are hoping for Joe Biden, hey, like, vote for Joe Biden. That's cool. But really pay attention to the things that matter to you. Me personally, being a black man, I'm paying attention to who has a black agenda. Paying attention to who's gonna like do more for the community. Taxes, things that are really important to me, taxes, schools, black agenda, reparations, I'm indifferent on, like if that conversation of reparations is really on the table, I really want to hear then what the plan is. Cory Booker's cool, but you know, high tides raise all boats or whatever that is. He kind of just has like a singular focus and a plan for all Americans, which is cool because we all should be treated equally. But I also feel like the black community has always been slept on. Obama tried, but it's hard to push anything without giving a lot. And he did a lot for black people anyway by putting in policies that would help black Americans get from unemployment. That's a small win, I guess. But schools, black agenda, those are a couple of things that I'm looking for. And taxes, obviously, because that shit was no joke. I just want to make sure that the person that gets in there is going to be as fair as possible. And for anybody that's saying, like, your vote really doesn't count, why are you tripping? Just shut up. Sit in the corner. I hate hearing from those people, and they're the first ones to complain about anything that happens. And they're also the first ones to give you, like, this conspiracy theory of, like, all this bullshit that happens in the world. And it's like, yo, not everything needs, like, that serious of a conspiracy theory, deep dive type of bullshit. Like, we are in more control than we think. Like, we, the people, outnumber the number of police that are supposed to govern us. We, the people, outnumber the people in Senate, people in the House of Representatives. We outnumber the judicial system. We outnumber everybody in everyone that's supposed to govern us. We outnumber them. Our voices are extremely powerful and loud as fuck if we are all screaming about the same thing, if we are all on the same page and wanting the same things, and not only, like, saying it and wanting it, but recognizing that the person next to you who's different from you is also saying the same thing, then maybe you can come together and like build this shit and really, really take shit down. So I find it amazing that there's so many people that are running for office because they all feel like either I can do a better job than Donald Trump, or they're like, I can actually help people. I actually care. And I want to hear from those people, the people that actually care about America, about its shape, the shape that it's in. And someone that's going to be honest and not just like, and I'm not talking like just like the theoretical idea of being honest, but being honest about our problems and our debts and our issues and able to hopefully address it. That's what we need to like work on. We also need to work on keeping big businesses and other like, yeah, just mostly like big businesses and keeping them out of the politics, keeping them away from spending money on a politician that is like conditional. Hey, I'll give you $20 million, but you got to help pass this law to help us sell more shit. Like, we need to correct that issue, like, for real, for real. And this is the time where we really need to start paying attention. And I'm hoping that as more people come forward, as like debates happen and stuff, I'm hoping that people will pay attention. And trust me, I'm going to be tuned in. I'm going to be focused, and I'm going to be like telling you all what's happening, what's going on, because I feel like it's important. It's our country, you know, so why not? Why not pay attention and try to help change it? That's me. And I hope that you too. So I feel like I'm looking at the playoffs right now, and it's getting kind of crazy right now. What game is going on right now? Oh, another one just ended. Toronto just beat Orlando. That was like a no-brainer, though. They should have taken that first game, but Orlando just knocked their socks off. I feel like that should have been an easier like game between Toronto and Magic, but we'll see how that goes on, because there's no way Orlando can come up with the upset. I think Toronto's just too damn good. But I do think Brooklyn is going to come back and actually take 76ers. I know, I'm fucking like weird for that, but I think Boston is definitely going to beat the Pacers, get them the fuck out of there, sweep. The Bucks are going to beat, Boston's going to beat the Pacers. Yeah. And the Bucks are going to beat the Pistons. That's going to be pretty good. The next round is going to be pretty good between Milwaukee and Boston. Greek Freak is amazing and probably the best player in the league, in the playoffs right now. Yes, I understand James Harden and how good he is, but I think Greek Freak is like a great all-around player. I think Boston might get that upset and go to the conference finals against Toronto. And I think Kyrie is probably going to take them to the finals. That's a good-ass squad. Although the Bucks really surprised the fuck out of me this year, so we'll see. If the Bucks, I'm more leaning towards like a Warriors and Bucks final. But I don't think it's going to be an easy, series, for Golden State in the next round of the semifinals. Cause if you're looking at Houston, that's a dangerous team. Pay attention to that. And I think Utah is actually a really good team. So we'll see how that goes. But, I think Golden State's going to have some issues, playing one of those two teams. So we'll see, how that goes. And Denver, I don't know. I can never count out the Spurs. The Spurs are the Spurs. And Portland and OKC. I don't know. I feel like OKC is probably gonna come through in that first round, but I'm still pulling for Portland. Yeah. So in the end, they get Warriors and Boston. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna settle on that. Warriors and Boston gonna be in the finals. And it's gonna be another win for the Warriors. And then I think that Kyrie is gonna go to New York soon. I think KD is gonna go to New York. Zion gonna go to New York, and I'm looking forward to that. Very much looking forward to that. Oh shit. The Denver game is on right now. What's the score? What's going on over there? Nuggets are up. They're up by 2. So, I think this is gonna be a good game. This is going to be a good series between those two, but I still can't count out the Spurs. I can't count them out. Big fucking news, though. Disney will be launching their Disney Plus streaming service this year, November 12th. Reports are saying that the service will be about $6.99 a month or $69.99 for an entire year. which isn't bad considering they plan to have more than 7,500 TV episodes and 500 movies. So that's not bad. So we might see like a pay increase later and over time as they're like introducing more shit. They are going to have, you know, The Lion King, Aladdin, Moana. They're going to have everything eventually like posted on there. Most of the content will be from Disney, Pixar, Marvel Studios, the National Geographic franchises. so they're via Disney, they're going to put like High School Musical, which I've never seen. They're going to put on there like a lot of good stuff on there. Monsters at Work, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Marvel's What If, Marvel's Hero Project. There's going to be an untitled Walt Disney Imagineering documentary series. You're going to go behind the scenes and see how they do what they do. That's going to be dope. They're going to have original films. They're going to have Lady and the Tramp. They're going to have the Phineas and Ferb movie. Then they're going to have the recent releases of Captain Marvel, Dumbo, Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Maleficent 2, which is, I'm really excited to see that. 101 Dalmatians, they're going to have all of their good shit, an extremely goofy movie. Now think about this for a second. Is Netflix in trouble? Is Netflix and Hulu in trouble when this drops? Personally, I say yes. Because since the acquisition of Fox, making it official, all of those like movies and TV shows and all of that shit, all of that shit is going to be coming over to the Disney Plus streaming service. So that means they're going to be taking a lot of shit out from Netflix and they're going to be putting it on their program. Netflix is already hemorrhaging a lot of money. Yes, I said that correctly. They're spending so much money on new shit and retention of shit that they're not making as much as people think. Netflix, what was it? What was the crazy stupid number that I saw? Like they're like in debt for like 60 billion or something like that. Like they're like, it's stupid. It's stupid how much they're actually like in debt. But oh, it's $10 billion. Yeah, they're $10 billion in debt. That's insane. $10 billion. They did have a 17% increase, but $10 billion, are you fucking kidding me? That's insane. That's insane. So Disney's gonna fucking kill them. They're gonna rape them. And with Netflix moving up, because I just got the message that mine is gonna be up from $8.99 to $15.99. I was like, yo, what? But that is, they're gonna kill. They're gonna fucking kill. They even put out like this thing for Disney because they fucking own the world. If you invested $100 or $1,000 10 years ago, now you'd have, it'd be worth more than $7,600. A total return of 660%. That's insane. I'm going to invest in Disney. For real. but anyway, Disney owns the fucking world. They're going into this new medium of Disney Plus. At $69.99 a year, they're going to kill. They're going to kill. People are definitely going to want to... But knowing that like movies from like movies and TV shows from Fox, seeing all of that shit, like, and them having the ability to go deep into the Fox's library and get all of these TV shows from people's past and put them on there. You're gonna see shit like The X-Files. You're gonna see shit like New York Undercover. You're gonna see like Martin, like all of that shit, even though it was like an HBO thing, but it was on Fox. All of this shit is going to be taken out and put onto the streaming service. How fucking insane is that? Insane. Netflix is going to have a fucking problem. They're going to have to try to do a whole bunch of shit to try to get this shit going. Like, they're going to have to possibly buy out other streaming services. My advice would probably just, I don't know shit, but my advice would probably be to buy out, like, fucking other cartoon streaming services or anime streaming services, anything that like has some sort of like where people are tending to go there more because it's free or it's cheaper, buy into them shits, because then it's easier for them to recoup the money that they're losing from all these people. And with them making it okay, here's a $15.99 for two houses. If that shit happening now, it's harder for people, or it's harder for them to recoup the losses on those subscriptions because people are just passing around their password. So they need to be able to like hone in on that. Maybe have just one share, although they would lose a lot of money from that. So I don't know. Like, I feel like Netflix is going to be just fucked at this moment. They're fucked. Because in November, shit is going to fucking change for them. Shit's going to change. So shout out to Disney for changing the fucking landscape once again. And when I say Disney owns the fucking world, they own the fucking world. They own ESPN, ABC. They have like shares in Hulu. They have fucking sports teams. They have like fucking everything. ABC, ESPN, like all these sports channels. They have it all. They have it fucking all, including like all the merch, the stores, the tours, the fucking Disneyland. Disneyland itself generates billions of dollars. Movies generate billions of dollars. Like, and with this Marvel Collective, all of it now coming home, having the power to do X-Men or doing Deadpool, they're gonna fucking just kill. And shout out to them. Fucking now let's end this shit on some funny shit. This woman in Texas allegedly beat the brakes off her husband because he stayed quiet when she asked him, and I quote, if she was pretty. I don't give a fuck. That is fucking hilarious. A Laredo woman is accused of assaulting her common-law husband when he didn't respond after she asked him if she was pretty. The police were dispatched to 20-year-old Lizeth Guadalupe Ramirez's home last week when she told police that her husband had assaulted her and attempted to strangle her. The Laredo Morning Times reports, but police also spoke to her man, who had a different version of what went down. He stated that he and Ramirez were booed up at the movies, and when she asked him if she looked pretty, her husband told police he did not respond to her question because he could not hear her, and that's what reportedly caused Ramirez to get upset. In order to avoid confrontation in public, the couple went home. They couldn't even make it to the crib before Ramirez allegedly started acting up, hitting him several times as he was driving them home. The assault reportedly continued once the couple pulled up to their house. The husband claims that Ramirez allegedly pushed and struck him. A relative tried to separate the couple, but Ramirez assaulted that person too. After police got things all sorted out, they arrested Ramirez and charged her with two counts of assault and family violence. No matter what the disagreement is, it's never worth putting your hands on your partner. Make sure your communication is on point, yo. On point. So it doesn't have to turn into violence, people. You don't need to put the paws on everybody just because you're upset. What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, don't get me wrong. I feel him. I feel him. I do. I've literally been kicked out of my house for watching porn. Oh, wait. Excuse me. For having the app. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Pornhub has an app, and it's free to download. So does XNXX. Yeah, get your freak on. Anyway, I was having a conversation one night with my lady, and we were talking about like how accessible like porn is and sex and stuff like that, and was like, dude, even Pornhub has an app. I have it. No big deal. Whatever. Like, do it. You know, whatever. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah. And then she lays down and kiss her goodnight, go to sleep. I wake up to a hand to my back, hard, bang, hard. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm freaking out, like thinking someone broke into this house and is trying to knock me out and make sure I'm out, or to kill me because they want to rob us or some shit. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Trying to get my bearings. And then I'm like, what the fuck? And it's her standing over me. And I swear I see the shadow of the devil. I'm just like, what the fuck? And she's like, I just thought about what you said. I looked at the time. I was like, yo, we've been asleep for over like 2 hours. What the fuck? And she's like, I just thought about what you said. No. You said you have that app? Delete that shit. I'm like, are you serious right now? I'm not fucking deleting it right now. Like, what? It's like, no, you're gonna delete that shit and you're gonna fucking show me. I'm like, what the fuck? No, go to bed. No, get your ass up and delete that shit. I was like, no, I'm not fucking deleting it. It's just an app. Get over it. And she's like, no, then get the fuck out. Are you serious? Get the fuck out right now. And I was like, you're bugging. And me, I'm trying to stand my ground. Like, no, calm down. Like, let's talk with this dude. No, get the fuck out this house now. So I was like, fine, fuck it then. I put on my pants and shit, and I'm about to grab my keys. She's like, no, you're not going to come back here until you fucking delete this shit. I was like, you know what? Fine. Fuck it then. Closed the door. Walked out. I forgot that it was like 30 degrees outside and I didn't have a sweater, so it was like freezing. But I'm a man. I need to keep my shit together, and I fucking walk out. And I go to, I'm just walking around realizing, oh shit, I don't have my keys. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. So that, you know, that green box that kids would sit on, the green electrical box. So I laid up on that and curled up, and I realized I look like a fucking sucker right now. Like, if security drove around and saw me, they'd probably kick my ass out of here. Like, it was just a bad situation. But I came back up and I deleted the app. Like, it's not worth it. I should have just, like, communicated and just looked at it and be like, hey, look, sorry that bothers you. I'll delete it right now. And then just download that shit again later. But, you know, like, whatever. You should... Communication is key, and you don't want to like wake up to somebody crazy like knocking you the fuck out just because they disagree with something that you have or disagree, period. Like, talk to each other. This shit is like, just talk to each other is the whole message. Communication is key, and it would save you a lot of time, sleepless nights, black eyes, and nights in jail, and bail money that you probably don't even have. So communication is key. And another story. A Michigan man is reportedly suing his parents after they threw out his porn collection worth $29,000. First off, how fucking much porn have you accumulated to where it's worth $29,000? That's fucking insane. So this man is suing his parents for $86,000 in damages after he threw away his porn collection. The man reportedly moved into his parents' Michigan home in 2016 while he was going through a divorce. Along with his clothing and other necessities, he brought his porn collection, which court documents state is worth $29,000. He then moved to Indiana the following year and left his collection behind. His parents mailed all of his belongings to his Indiana home with the exception of the films, which they discarded. The man then wrote his parents a strongly worded email accusing them of being vindictive and intruding in his personal life. First off, shut the fuck up. What do you mean being intrusive? One, they're your fucking parents. Two, it was in their house and they probably saw the box and was like, what the fuck is this? And they saw it and said, he has a fucking problem, and threw that shit out. And in the email, he says, if you had a problem with my belongings, you should have stated that at the time and I would have gone elsewhere. Instead, you kept quiet and behaved vindictively. His father allegedly wrote back saying he'd gotten rid of the collection for his son's own good, which is fair. Believe it or not, one reason why I destroyed your porn was for your own emotional health. I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. Fair. Fair. Do I think, you know, that equates? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you had crack, yeah, I'm going to throw that shit out. If you have porn, you left it in my house, probably gonna throw that shit away too. But $29,000? $29,000 in porn. That's fucking ridiculous. Does nobody just download the Pornhub app? It's free. Pornhub.com. And to be fair, I don't watch that much porn. Okay, maybe I do. But I don't watch that much. And, oh, the Nuggets won. All right, so this is gonna be a good series. All right, 1-1. And Oklahoma is playing right now. Second quarter, 46-41. So I'm going to tune in on that after this. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything that's going on right now that I just wanted to share. I had to end my podcast on that note because that's just insane to me. That's insane. $29,000. Like, oh man, I'd want to meet that man and just ask like a shit ton of questions. Anyway, so like I said, you guys, before I get out of here, so my next episode, I'm going to do my top 100 albums of all time. And it's all hip hop based. I went through years and years of like music. And I know that you're going to be asking a lot of questions on like how I did it, where, like, how much did I actually listen to, and all that good stuff. So it'll all be answered on my next episode. So just tune in for that. Be ready for it. Again, if you guys want to like reach out to me, my email is thereclesseffect@gmail.com. My Instagram is just reclesseffect, and my Twitter is thereclesseffect. That's thereclesseffect. Rex Effect. So hit me, let's get this shit going, let's have some fun. Can't wait for you guys to hear it, hear my list, and I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. This is gonna be a lot of fun. So before I get out of here, again, I'm gonna play some closers out for you guys. This one is, I just thought, keeping in tune with like with since I started the show with G'd Up, like I wanted to kind of keep that vibe going with this next one. So this is DJ Quick with Tony Tony Tony. Let's get down.
Yes. Tony Tony Tony. And DJ Quick. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever and a day. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the boogie to the rhythm of the ghetto-y streets. Check it out now. You trying to give me some 8-ball, but no way. I'd rather have a mimosa with Cristal and OJ. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked. But wait a second.
The function's on around midnight. Uh-huh. What time is
at the nursery so you can slow on the anniversary. Feel me, I dip, dip, die. So don't be looking stupid when I unfasten your bra. You know you want to mac this because I come stronger than the IRS whenever you done got the link one on your text.
Table 3, that's regret, and table 4.
I know you feeling that shit. Don't even front. my next joint is another classic. This is off of, actually, this album is, it is on my list. So it's on my list. You guys should check it out. But anyway, the song that I'm going to play from this album is Keep the Beat from Eric B. and Rakim's Don't Sweat the Technique. So enjoy. That bass line's fire. Keep the Beat, Eric B. and Rakim from Don't Sweat the Technique. So I'm gonna get the fuck up out of here, you guys. It's been a long night. Thank you for rocking with me. So my next episode is probably gonna come out this weekend, so be ready for that. Thanks again for tuning in, you guys. Give love, be love, share love. All right, I'm out. Peace.